1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Well, Larry Flint, who is the publisher of Hustler magazine, has made an accusation that may or may not prove to be a problem for Governor Bush. It may or may not prove to be anything. But the accusation is as follows, that in 1970, while campaigning for his father, the younger Bush apparently provided, and what you guys highlighted here doesn't tell me anything, but apparently provided for an abortion. He said that, he claims that George W. Bush was involved in the early 1970s for an abortion for a girlfriend, correct? What you guys highlighted here, it says nothing about an abortion. I don't know what. Oh, okay. You highlighted what he was doing at the time. All right. In any event, this is the accusation. We have on the line with us Clara Bingham. She's a middle school teacher and a longtime Democrat. She's also considered to be one of those swing voters. We have her with us from Los Angeles. Ms. Bingham, how are you?
Yes, I'm very good. Thank you.
Are you you're a Democrat, right?
Yes, I have been a lifetime Democrat, and I first voted in 1972 for George McGovern. And I've been involved in ward politics around Los Angeles and other places. I am, however, this year considering voting Republican because I'm a little bit dissatisfied what the Democrats have done for teachers.
But this, now I want to ask you something. This accusation about George W. Bush, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't know if it's true. I don't know what Larry Flint has. I do know that Larry Flint has never really brought anything to the table that has been proven wrong, so I know he has journalistic credibility. But I have been encouraged by this, if this is true.
And you're encouraged by the possibility that George W. Bush paid for an abortion for a woman?
Yes. The reason why is...
Why?
Well, the reason why is that I think it shows the man's humanity. I heard Mr. Flint on CNN say that in 1970, Mr. Bush paid for an abortion for a girlfriend, and I think that speaks to the man's compassion and commitment.
Now, why is it that George W. Bush providing for an abortion? Why does that say he's compassionate?
Well, you have so many men at that time who left women to work out this terrible situation, and he didn't.
Okay.
Now, why did that make him compassionate? Because more women would avail themselves of abortions if they knew the men in their lives would not be displeased. But right now, Mr. Hendry, the pro-life movement is led by men. And so women, if they don't want to make their men angry, are pro-life themselves.
And well, what about the women that are pro-choice? They're making their men angry?
A lot of women are, yes. And a lot of women are finding their houses divided as a result, because they don't want to upset men by being independent and controlling their fertility. Many women believe it's the job of their husband or their boyfriend to tell them when to have a baby. So it reflects well, I think, on Governor Bush that he was at least compassionate enough to provide this for...
Wait. Women want to have abortions, and Governor Bush knew that, and that's why he bought the abortion for his girlfriend.
That's correct.
And you say women want to have abortions because they can control their own fertility, but they don't because they don't want to make their husbands angry?
But by and large, yes, that's true. You have to understand something. Governor Bush was taking his life in his hands, driving around the back alleys of Houston, Texas, or wherever, looking for a woman with a coat hanger to do the job. We don't know if any of this is true. We don't know if it's true, but when has Larry Flint ever been wrong about anything in terms of his journalistic integrity? And what is honorable about getting a woman an abortion is because Governor Bush was true to his stand against legalized abortion. And I think that that is something that speaks well.
Governor Bush is against legalized abortion.
That's correct, but that's not what he got this woman. He got her an illegal abortion. And that's, I think, something totally different. And
so you're telling me that Governor Bush, if in fact he did this, got this woman an illegal abortion, therefore...
He didn't go back on his beliefs.
He didn't go back on his beliefs? Okay.
It's a very difficult field, but you're not a woman, and you don't understand what it's like to try to control your fertility.
No, hold on. Because people often tell me that I don't understand things because I'm either a man or a talk show host or something else. Governor Bush allegedly provided an abortion for a young woman in 1970 because he didn't believe in legalized abortion.
That is correct.
So he went out and got her an illegal abortion.
I am saying that that makes him consistent in his beliefs. That's number one. And number two, I think it shows a great deal of compassion knowing that that girl, what she was up against, and providing this abortion for her.
Do you see anything in this, and you also say that Larry Flint, when's he ever been wrong about anybody? Do you see, because I don't know that any of this could be true.
Well, we have a difference of opinion.
That way may be. But if this were true, do you see any inconsistency in Governor Bush's providing an abortion for a woman and then later saying that he's against legalized abortion?
No, I do not.
You don't see anything that's inconsistent about that?
No, I do not.
So allegedly, if he went out and he bought this woman an abortion or got an abortion for her, it was simply because he was compassionate?
He was doing the right thing by her, yes. He was doing the right thing by her and by his relationship with her.
By going out and getting her an abortion. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Clara Bingham. She is a middle school teacher, a longtime Democrat. She's thinking of voting for George Bush. She's impressed with the possibility that George Bush in 1970 paid for an abortion. Now, we're not saying that this happened. We don't know if it did. This is all coming from the lips of Larry Flint. There was an interview on CNN. There's a whole lot of stuff that could be true and untrue. And I, you know, God knows the way these political campaigns go. This could be an attempt, Ms. Bingham, to smear the governor, to lie about the governor, to slander the governor. You understand that?
I'm saying, Phil, that I don't think it is slanderous. I'm saying that most women would see this as a good thing in terms of his compassion and his willingness to stand up for the rights of women.
But then if you're saying that, then you're also saying that he is a hypocrite and doesn't believe in pro-life.
No, because he does not believe in legalized abortion.
But just because he went out and got an illegal abortion, and by the way, what do you mean he went through the back alleys of Houston looking for a woman with a kitchen table and a coat hanger?
Because he did not believe in legalized abortion, he was true to his beliefs. So he went out and got an illegal abortion. Unfortunately, yes. That's done on a kitchen table with a coat hanger, but at least the man was consistent with his beliefs.
Well, you know something, not to interrupt you, this was 30 years ago, and who knows what the guy believed back then, and who knows whether he was campaigning on behalf of his father.
That's correct, and that was 3 years before Roe v. Wade, so you know that no Republican really believed in abortion. I think they're all pro-life back then. But again, I think you have to cut the man a break and let him tell his side of the story, which I'm sure is he had a big career ahead of him. He was campaigning for his father. If this came out, it would have ruined him. And look now, he's governor of Texas and running for president. So if that had come out, he'd never be where he is today.
And however, if we're to believe you, people would think he's compassionate and he wasn't really being inconsistent.
That's right.
Man, I don't understand a thing you're saying, ma'am.
Well, Phil, you are a Democrat.
Yeah, and I don't understand a thing you're saying about George W. Bush and his stand on pro-life. He's either pro-life or he isn't, and if he's against legalized abortion, I don't see how that makes it okay for him to go out and get an illegal abortion for a girlfriend.
Does he believe in illegal abortions?
No, why would he?
He's never said anything about it, though.
He's never said anything about what?
About illegal abortions. He's only said that...
Well, what difference does that make? He's against legalized abortion, and...
So that means that he could go get an illegal abortion and be clean. So you don't understand that, and I feel sorry for you.
I don't understand that, and you feel sorry for me.
That's correct.
1-800-449-8686. Do you understand what she's saying? Do you get what she's saying? So in other words, George W. Bush doesn't believe in legalized abortion, so it was okay for him to go out and get an illegal abortion. And by the way, again, we don't know if any of this is true. I want to stress that, having been the subject of a lot of false accusations myself, I don't think that this should be taken as any kind of, that there is any veracity affixed to this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
what I'm trying to say.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about rumors, innuendo, perhaps slander that has come out recently saying that Governor George Bush of Texas, who is running for president, may have been paid for or provided for the abortion of a fetus, an abortion of a girlfriend back in 1970. Now, this is stuff that Larry Flint says he's got on the governor. CNN reported it. And with me is Clara Bingham, who is a middle school teacher and a swing, what they would call one of these swing Democrats who's thinking of going over to the Republican side. You...
Phil, let me explain something. Women are...
Yeah, but I don't understand your thinking...
Hold on. Women are thankful when they have a boyfriend or a husband that cares enough to take you to, to a place where... you can give a lady $45. She's got the coat hanger, which they do put into boiling water, and she can get that up your legs. And your future is insured. And
women like it when...
But it's not a dark back alley, but they have lights in a lot of alleys. I hate that whole term, dark back alley. There hasn't been an alley I've been in yet that doesn't have a light in it. And a welcoming door with a woman standing there who says, come on in, I can help you. This is back in a time when nobody was helping women. But there was always a grandmotherly woman with a boiling pan of water and a coat hanger ready to do, and a nice kitchen table. And
do you understand what you're saying? You want to help Governor Bush? Do you hear what you're saying?
I'm saying, sir, and I've heard you, Mr. Henry, yell at people on your program.
I'm not yelling at you, but I don't understand what you're saying. Do you hear what you're saying? A man that you were supporting for the presidency and a nice, welcoming old lady with a coat hanger.
I think you should listen to tapes of this program and hear what you just said.
No, I think you ought to hear tapes of this program, ma'am. Norfolk on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey. I have a comment regarding the situation. Mr. Bush did not do this, if this is true, obviously it's only alleged, out of compassion. This was done, obviously, out of pure selfish intention, not to tarnish his or his father's reputation in the political realm.
No, I think what he did was to try to help a young woman who was in trouble.
Well, if you had a family that was running for a seat in an office, a family member, and you yourself had political agenda... The first thing that would ruin that is any kind of bad image. And understand this. If you don't want to tarnish, you hide things.
I know as a woman why a man would do that for me. And it is out of compassion.
Oh, so they don't have adoption clinics in Texas is what you're saying?
Adoption clinic is one thing, but providing an abortion is something else.
Yeah,
it's much simpler. It's much, much simpler. You're not going through 9 months of pregnancy and the attendant health problems. And who needs another child on a welfare roll?
Who needs a problem?
And
no,
I think President Bush,
quiet,
I think
man.
Governor
There's
Bush has been completely consistent.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I think whether the abortion was legal or illegal, I think George Bush is a hypocrite because of that.
How are you figuring that?
Whether the abortion was legal or illegal.
How you figure that?
Because it was an abortion, whether it was legal or not.
No, he said that he is against legal. He's against legalized abortion.
Yeah, but he's against legalized abortion.
That's right. And this was an illegal abortion. This was an illegal abortion.
It was still an abortion.
Yeah, no, against legalized abortion.
Whether it was legal or illegal, it was still an abortion.
If you're against legalized abortion, that is not saying you're against illegal abortion. And I think you are. And I think that you are. I think you're missing it. I think you're missing it.
No, it's not.
How's it the same
whether
thing?
It was legal or illegal, it's the same thing. It's an abortion.
Period. It's an abortion, right? But president,
an abortion, is an abortion.
But Governor Bush said that he's against the legalized kind.
So that means he's okay with the illegal kind.
I think if you use logic, and I went to college and I learned about logic, that logically is the next step.
Okay, so he's against legalized abortions. He'd much rather, therefore, have a woman lay on a kitchen table in a back alley with a coat hanger.
You bet.
You bet. Man!
You know, you are men. Look at the facts. He paid for an illegal abortion. That shows that he finds it okay.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. Here is Missouri on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I agree with the last caller. Abortion is abortion either way.
So?
What do you mean,
abortion is abortion either way.
Right,
one's legal and one's illegal.
It's
okay.
The exact same thing.
Are you in favor? Let me ask you. Are you in favor of legalized abortion?
I think I am pro-choice.
You are, then you are in favor of legalized abortion.
I am. I believe if that's what a woman has to do, then
okay.
that's what you have to do.
Then you're not in favor of illegal abortion.
I think it's the same either way. It's the same outcome.
But it's the same thing. It's only the same thing if you are talking about legal or illegal.
Don't you get the same ending result?
Wait a second. Is George Bush pro-life?
No, he's not.
He's pro-choice?
No.
Then what does he believe?
He believes in illegal abortions.
He's one way or the other.
He believes in illegal abortions.
That's right. Giving out an illegal abortion. He believes in taking care of business.
But you're saying that abortion is not the same thing, whether it's
legal or
illegal.
No, it's not the same thing, no.
It's not. It doesn't get
the same
ending result.
Is it the same thing? Well, what is an abortion?
Abortion is killing a baby.
Okay, is it the same thing to use a coat hanger or a vacuum cleaner?
You still get the ending result.
No, but you know it's not the same thing. One's a coat hanger on a tabletop, and the other's a vacuum cleaner in a nice clean room. I think there's a big difference. George Bush believes in the coat hanger on the table.
Boy, you are really helping him out. If you're going to vote for him and you support him, you're really helping him out, I'll tell you that. Here's Victorville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey. I got a question for this college-educated teacher here, since you learned so much logic. You know, I'm married to a very wonderful woman who, you know, besides, has nothing to do with my influence.
Does she believe in abortion? Does she believe in legalized abortion?
No, she does not.
So she believes in illegal abortion?
No, she does not. I mean,
does she have any beliefs at all?
First of all, you're putting the woman at more risk because you don't have the same sanitary conditions.
But it was legalized.
Regardless of what you think about boiling water, okay? I know quite a bit about medicine technology. Been a medic in the Army for years.
All right, you know about
boiling
hanging?
Water doesn't kill all germs. Okay?
Baloney and water.
The coat hanger thing.
You just said something about. You just said something about putting baloney into water.
Boiling water.
Boiling said, water.
Oh,
boiling
all right.
water doesn't kill all bacteria. Okay, so one, you're risking infection on the woman. Two, with the coat hanger, I mean, you're risking damaging
That's
her
right.
cervix. Or who knows what you can do inside of there, right? But here's my question for you, okay? Because I'm very much against a man raping a woman. I don't feel a man should
You
force
are.
Himself
I'm glad
on
you
woman.
Took the courage, a courageous stand like that.
Okay, now this is my question.
Oh, God.
If legal rape is wrong, does that mean illegal rape is okay?
Now, I'll ask you something. Do you use a new coat hanger every time? Or
okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Columbia Gorge on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. This conversation has been going on for the last 15 minutes or so. Is just about the most convoluted sense of logic I've ever listened to.
I'm making perfect sense. Everything I'm saying makes perfect sense. No. I'm saying that if you are against legalized abortion, then you had better go out and get yourself an illegal abortion. That's what George Bush did.
The gentleman said, the Governor Bush said he's against abortion, period.
No,
okay?
He didn't say that. He said legalizing abortion.
No.
Well,
he abortions, said he's against abortion. He said he was pro-life.
It's already
for
legal.
For him to have an abortion or to be
nope,
a,
I'm sorry,
a,
you're
a
wrong.
Culpable person that's involved in it, first
you
of all, makes
totally
him
wrong.
A felon in 1970.
That's right.
If it's true. Okay?
Well, I think, but he was a courageous felon.
No, it's not
and he
courageous
would go to jail.
Felon. What it is a cowardly act
he
by a
go
man
to jail.
In the early 70s that will not stand up and support his child if
well,
he's
I
involved
think that
in a situation that can produce a baby. It's just that simple. And you people can put all the spin on it you want to, but it's wrong. It was wrong then. And I'm a pro-choice person. A woman has a right to choose.
Are you
but
in favor of legalized
drive
abortion?
Her into a closet,
all right, sir, you're not going to give any... Don't give a speech, okay? Goodbye. All of you, get out of here. Most boring thing I've ever heard in my life. 1-800-449-8686. He's in favor of legalized abortion. He's in favor of illegal abortion. What are you in favor of? And I don't even know if this crap is true, okay? Larry Flint said it, so gosh, I guess it must just be the solid gold truth. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. Ms. Clara Bigham, who's a swing voter and a member of the Democratic Party, believes that George W. Bush, if it's true that he paid for an abortion back in 1970, was merely being compassionate and giving a woman what she wanted. Additionally, you're also saying that since he doesn't believe in legalized abortion, he must believe in illegal abortion. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You got it all down real good. Why are you upset?
Because it's not making any sense to me, that's all. Here's North Carolina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hold on for a minute. North Carolina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't believe. This is appalling. How can a coat hanger be compassionate?
I am pro-life. How old are you? Are you a young woman?
I am almost 40.
You're almost 40. Now, back in the day, before there was legalized abortion, a young woman had no choice.
I understand
that. She had to go. But I will tell you something. When you walk down a dark alley and you saw a kindly woman standing in the doorway with a bowl of boiling water, a coat hanger, and a nice clean tabletop, you knew you were in good hands. And I'll tell you, I don't believe in legal abortion. I think it should be outlawed. I'm pro-life.
And if you're pro-life, how can you believe that abortion, whether illegal or legal, is right?
Well, I don't. But I will say to a young woman who is not pro-choice, who is pro-life, that you can go get one on a kitchen table. It's just the same thing.
Oh, the procedure, the end result is the same thing, but it is not compassionate.
There are lots of men,
co-hangers who didn't have that boiling water, and that is still not sterile enough.
Well, first of all, I don't know. Nowadays they got plastic coat hangers and they got wooden ones. You can't use that. Okay. The wire one, you could unbend.
Okay, what are we talking about?
No, my logic is fine. You people do not understand me. I'm saying, first of all, don't get no plastic coat hanger, and you need a note from a man, because I do not believe that women should be going out and getting abortions without the approval of their husband or parents. And so.
So what?
I do not think that women should be allowed purchasing wire. Do you have wire coat hangers?
I have wire coat hangers. I wouldn't use them on myself, and I wouldn't allow anybody to use one on me.
Is your husband aware that you have them?
I am not married.
Okay. I would say that you should not be allowed to buy that unless you have a note from a man or a husband.
I don't know.
What are you talking about, lady? So, in other words, for her to buy a wire coat hanger, she has to have...
I'm going
to
perform an abortion on myself or someone else?
I can tell you, if you believe in pro-life, yes, you will.
No, I would not.
If you're pro-life...
I am pro-life. I would not have an abortion, illegal or legal.
Oh, you are pro-life.
I am pro-life.
Then you believe in outlawing abortion.
I do not believe in coat hangers.
Then you believe in outlawing abortion.
I would prefer that there not be abortion.
Well, that's right. You believe in outlawing abortion.
That's what I would prefer.
You want to be illegal.
I understand that other women believe that they have that
right.
And
I agree with you.
But I... Like George Bush,
but
I believe you have to bring people to the opinion that life begins at conception.
You want abortions to be outlawed?
Yes.
And so that means outlawing coat hangers?
I don't think women should have them, no. Oh, are you telling me they should?
A coat hanger is like a gun. A gun can be used for a proper use. A coat hanger can be used for a proper use. It's only in the hands of those who would choose to do something wrong with that object.
I believe in coat hanger control, and I've always believed...
Coat hanger control.
Yes,
then you might as well take every pencil from every student, because with a pencil and a rubber band, you can commit murder.
You can also perform an abortion.
True, so therefore you have to take away pencils from everybody.
Well, I think that you cannot have pencils in the hands of the wrong people. 13-year-old girls, now, you laugh if you want to, but you know as well as I do. And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, if you're saying that we got to outlaw coat hangers, pencils, and rubber bands...
I do not believe in legalized abortion.
So you must believe in the illegal kind.
That's the only kind you're going to be able to get.
Here is Seattle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This woman is absolutely out of her mind.
Are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? Are you pro-life or are you pro-choice?
I'm pro-choice.
So
a woman has a right to choose, but the thing that you're saying is that it's better to have a pot of boiling water and a nice grandmother standing there with a coat hanger in hand than it is to go out and get one legally. It doesn't matter where you go, where you have the abortion. If it's any type of operation, can have its problems.
I would say right now, you get your dry cleaning back. What do you do with the wire coat hangers?
I recycle them. I give them back.
You give them back, and you don't know whether a woman might get her hands on those.
What?
A three-day waiting period? That should be law.
You know what I'd like
to
know? What point are you trying to make? What is your objective?
Are you pro-life? Are you pro-life or pro-choice?
I am pro-life.
So you don't believe in abortion?
I believe in a good old-fashioned abortion. Yes, I do. There's nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned home remedy.
So you would rather have your daughter go down a lighted alleyway, meet her grandmother, put her butt on a table with boiling water, and have that person stick a coat hanger up her instead of going to a clinic where
we used to call? Are you familiar with something we used to call home remedies?
Yeah, rusty spoons, cod liver oil, whatever.
A good home remedy I've never been against.
That's what you call.
You're not from this planet. You can't be.
No, I am saying that I am a
pro-life
woman.
How do you look at yourself every day? Have to turn around and look in the mirror and actually listen to what you're saying.
If you can't understand a 52-year-old black woman, there's something wrong with you. I am making myself very clear.
Yeah, you're making yourself clear that you'd rather have one of your siblings go out and get an abortion with a coat hanger rather than going to a doctor where they can take care of it if there's any complications.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
I don't get that. And this gentleman doesn't get that. And nobody listening gets that.
I told you about an old home remedy. I grew up in Louisiana.
What are you going to do? Are you going to give me the old witch queen thing, man? I got a bag of gree-gree out here. What are you talking about?
Don't you ever, the man in Seattle laughing at me, but a good home rent, one coat hanger, a clean kitchen table, a boil of boiling water, a bottle of Windex to make sure the fetus is dead.
Let me ask you a question. What would you do if you had appendicitis? Would you take a butter knife, cut your side open, and take it out?
You know something, sir? I can go to the doctor and get my appendix taken out. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can go to the doctor and have an abortion, for crying out loud. Here is Norfolk on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. First of all, I don't want to get into an argument about this because
I don't want to argue. That's right.
And I don't want to degrade this issue to argue about it. But I think that it's absurd to call him courageous and compassionate, because if he was really courageous and compassionate, after he saw someone that he loved or cared about go through this, he would go on to work and make abortion legal so that you wouldn't have to go to a back alley and use a coat hanger.
No, that's not right. You're wrong.
And why is that not right? I think that would show true courage and true compassion.
The true courage and compassion is to outlaw abortion, but make sure that girl got one. And that's what he did.
No, that's called hypocrisy, ma'am. Thank you.
No, that's not. That's called realistic living. And how much more time we got, Phil?
About 3 minutes.
Because I don't think I can keep this bullcrap up.
I knew it. This is all bullcrap, isn't it?
Well, I don't even know what the hell it is I'm saying. So.
Yeah, I didn't think you knew what you were saying.
Well, I got to go now.
Okay, so there you go. There, she was full of crap. Who was she? Next time you get me a guest, I'd like to have some background check on her. Please. 1-800-449-8... How can I keep this bull crap up? Well, she did pretty good. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I had a friend of mine go to Mexico once when we were in high school, took his girlfriend to Mexico for an abortion. And I'll never forget him telling me it was the most scared he'd ever been in his life. He had to go down there because this was 1969, 1970, and there was no legalized abortion in the United States. So they went to Mexico, two teenage Americans. And that stuff's on its way back, man. Just as soon as we get about to the work of making that whole right-to-life thing come to life, that stuff's on its way back. You go right ahead. You outlaw it. and we're back to coat hangers and kitchen tables. And that lady wasn't half wrong. Maybe we ought to have like a 10-day waiting period for coat hangers. If we ever illegalize that thing, that abortion thing, better have like the 5 to 10 day waiting period on coat hangers and make sure you have a note from your husband. What are you doing with that coat hanger? Well, I'd like to hang my shirt up. Well, I don't believe you. Okay, anyway, screw that. I don't give a crap. That was George. Did George Bush went through that too? That's fine. Whatever. You guys do whatever you want to do with that. You know who I really miss? I was just sitting in the office today, and I said, you know, television is... sometimes television's so bad. I was just sitting today thinking about how much I missed that... remember that guy, that Donato Daryl Rimple guy? That Donato guy? Is that his name? He was the fisherman who picked that kid up out of the water down in Florida. Donato Darrymple. And the other one I missed was that Maris Lacius Gonzalez. TV just has not been the same since those cats aren't on TV anymore. That guy was beautiful. There was a whole story. I'd make a movie about that guy. He had that wild hairdo. And that whole picture of him with that that immigration guy holding the kid, he was a fisherman, but he was a fisherman with a really nice hairstyle. What did he used to do, man? Was he like a shoe clerk once, and then he became a fisherman, and then he went back to being a shoe clerk? Just exactly what's that? I ain't seen head nor hair of that guy on TV. And then that Maris Lacius Gonzalez crying and bellyaching and screaming and wailing each and every day. She was really, really entertaining. What's happened to them? They're gone. They're all gone. There have just been people who have been in the news over the last, say, year or 2 years that, you know, we don't see anymore, and they were really entertaining people. You know, they had to set fire to that freaking Koresh guy, otherwise that would have been a hoot and a holler to see him still, you know, screaming his guts out. And all of the really entertaining people go, man. Think if Jim Jones was still around. But do you remember that Darrymple guy? And I couldn't figure it out because I know he was a fisherman. And so anyway, I got so fascinated with that, I actually looked into becoming a fisherman, a commercial fisherman. I was going to get the hell out of the business and do that too. I was either become a history teacher or go down there and fish for tuna. Throw some gill nets out. I don't know, whatever those guys do. Go down and do that thing for a living. Because I think that anything but this... Oh, well, it's all right. I'm just having a bad day. I didn't get any trick-or-treat candy last night, so I didn't carve no pumpkin either, and that's what really bugged me. I had two pumpkins sitting out front, and I didn't even have no jack-o'-lantern. And nobody came to the house either for candy. Now, we live on a street. I told you, we live on a street where there's nothing but like 300-year-old people, so there aren't going to be any kids coming around anyway. Why don't we just rewrite the books and have the old people come around? The hell can't they come around and trick-or-treat? Shuffling up and down the street, or going up and down the street in those little whirring carts. You know, ding-dong. And then if you don't give them any candy, what do? They set fire to your house, throw their gums at you? I don't know. So anyway, Maria last night went in battle fatigue. She got this crap from her father, used to be in the Air Force, and he had all of these battle fatigues, and she went out dressed in camouflage. Now, when's the last time? Remember we used to see people walking down the street in camouflage? She's got the whole outfit. She's got her maiden name on the back. She's walking around in camouflage, going to the supermarket. People think she just came off the post to take her kids trick-or-treating. And that Singapore Airways jet, by the way, we got the news on that. The guy ran into equipment on a runway. At least that's what they're saying now. Now, in other words, this is a jet that was taking off on the wrong runway. It was possibly, I'm saying allegedly, it was taking off on a runway that had earth-moving equipment on it. So the good news is it wasn't the typhoon. There wasn't wind shear. The jet itself held up pretty good. The bad news, and also the pilot, I'm sure, was a pretty good pilot. The bad news is they cleared this cat for takeoff where there were trucks and tractors sitting out of the runway and piles of dirt and who knows, maybe a guy sitting there having his lunch. Okay, you're cleared for takeoff. You got it, baby. And right in the middle of there's like a truck. This dude smashing through all this stuff. Some guy sitting there on his hard hat having, you know, eating a sandwich. I know there was a typhoon, so what? So he still wanted to get in some overtime. Okay, so that we felt a bump, and it was some kind of John Deere earth moving, like a front loader. And when they went back, apparently a TV station local there to Taiwan went back, they said a whole front of this front loader was taken out. Something hit it, something big and going fast hit it. And this poor pilot. Okay, Charlie, you're cleared. You got it, baby. We'll see you over there. Yeah, you got it. And boom, check it out. There's a truck right in the middle of this thing. You're going 800, and I don't know how fast they go going on a runway, like 120 miles an hour. What are you getting airborne? Have you ever been in a jet, by the way, when you're just going, and you're going, and you're going down the runway, and you're going for miles, and you haven't taken off yet? Have you ever been in that situation? You know, I don't know where, at LAX, wherever, you'll be in a jet, and you'll be, you know, okay, folks, we'll be, please, you know, what's the last thing you hear the pilot say? The last thing is, flight attendants, secure the cabin for takeoff, right? That's generally what they'll say.
Secure the cabin for takeoff.
Or for liftoff or whatever. And the flight attendants, they strap in, and then the guy powers it up, and there you go. You're sailing down the runway. You're bouncing down the runway on the little rubber tires, and you're waiting for the nose to lift up, and then you wait for the butt end of that thing to go up, and next thing you know, you're up in the air. But yet, some of these jets lately that I've been flying, it's going forever. And it's a little nerve-wracking. Because you're going along, and you're still on the ground, and you're going along, and you're still on the ground, and you know, you want to lean over, hey, are we getting up in the air anytime soon? Or it's just going along, it's still on the ground. You see a farmhouse and a cow coming up on you, going along. It's like Jimmy Stewart in Spirit of St. Louis. You know, here comes that tree line. I don't know, it's just my own paranoia. Those guys know what they're doing, man. As far as I'm concerned, anyway, you know, sometimes they'll land sideways, the butt end of the thing sliding all over, whatever. They're doing the best job that they can. But one thing they can't do is take it off when you've got a car parked in the middle of the runway. Some, you know, like someone parked their Jeep there. There's one of those baggage carts sitting there going, oh, gee, oh, ho, wrong one. And apparently what they were doing, they were repairing this runway. There were potholes. They needed some asphalt. They needed a whole lot of stuff. They needed runway is what they needed. That guy probably got about 100 feet out, and he was on dirt. He's on dirt, and he's hitting bobcats and skip loaders and, you know, earth movers. The least they could have done is given a ticket to those guys or something. Well, Charlie, we gave them a ticket. That doesn't do me any good. And off they go. And this poor guy, fortunately, though, and I will say fortunately, you know, some lives were saved. Unfortunately, some lives were lost, and it sucks. So now I'm going to be not only waiting for the thing to take off, looking to see if there's anything on the runway. That Concorde, you know, what made that thing crash? Is some piece from a Continental jet flew up into the tire, and the tire shredded off, and the rest of the, you know, the tire went up into the engine and hit the fuel tank. So now, you know, while you're running down the runway, going 3 miles or 4 miles, however long it is to take off, you're going to be worried about somebody throwing a cigarette butt out of the runway or something, or, I don't know, dropping luggage or whatever. You're going to run it over, and the next thing you know, you're crashing. Or did someone park their car there? Or maybe it's President Clinton getting a haircut. It's the Phil Hendry Show.